The Dancer Upstairs opens in movie theaters next month. It's directed by actor John Malkovich, making his debut behind the camera. Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times and for Morning Edition. If the oldest joke in Hollywood is the waiter who's really an actor, then maybe the second oldest is the actor who would rather direct.
It's a true story, absolutely.
Why are there so many?
Because they can. Distributors are not salivating at the thought of Mel Gibson's upcoming Life of Christ to be done in the original Aramaic, but because it's Mel Gibson, someone will take it. And I think one reason actors direct is because people will let them. But, you know, actually, there are more serious reasons. I mean, actors will tell you that they have kind of creative impulses that don't get exercised in the course of acting. And also, you know, there's a long tradition, or I don't know how long a tradition, but certainly from Marlon Brando on, of actors feeling that what they do is not real work. And directing is a real job. The director is the person who gets taken seriously. And actors are always on a, you know, mission to be taken seriously.
Are any of them any good at it?
Well, some of them are good. Denzel Washington had a film, it's still playing, called Antoine Fisher, which it's surprisingly good work. Or really, you could really see him kind of infusing his own kind of deliberate, sensitive acting style on the cast. It felt like the film you'd expect to see if Denzel Washington turned to directing. You actually got that.
I understand you like to fight.
It's the only way some people learn.
But you paid the price for teaching them. You want to talk about it?
About what?
Whatever's bothering you.
Why something got to be bothering me?
Obviously, they're not all good. George Clooney recently did Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, and even though he's a fine actor, it's kind of an example of what can go wrong with first time with new directors. He kind of threw everything he could think of, every technical trick in the book, into the film, and it's kind of too busy. It's over-directed.
But this has been going on for quite a while, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of, you know, in the old days when film began, a lot of directors started as actors. D.W. Griffith started as an actor. Raoul Walsh started as an actor. As stars got bigger and bigger, it became a little less frequent, but still you had Charles Laughton's A Night of the Hunter in 1955. It's considered really one of the great American films and certainly one of the great films directed by an actor. He had a really kind of iconic cast. He had Robert Mitchum as a really evil person, and Lillian Gish, the great silent star, as just the picture of saintliness. It was a wonderful clash of good and evil, and it was beautifully directed.
Would you like me to tell you the little story of right hand, left hand? The story of good and evil? H-A-T-E. It was with this left hand that old brother Cain struck the blow that laid his brother low. L-O-V-E. You see these fingers, dear hearts, these fingers has veins that run straight to the soul of man.
Chaplin went bad.
Chaplin, not bad, not so bad. And Buster Keaton, too, you know. But, you know, when film started, this was all considered almost like one job. And then, you know, we got division of labor came in, and they became very different jobs.
What about actresses? How many actresses have turned to directing?
Well, there's a surprising number. I mean, there are a few in Europe. There's Jean Moreau and Liv Ullmann. But in the United States, you know, Jodie Foster made some films. Diane Keaton made some films. Her Unstrung Heroes was actually a wonderful film. Again, sometimes, in some ways, we don't necessarily expect actors to be good directors. So when they are, it's a pleasant surprise.
How often do they appear in their own movies, like Woody Allen?
Well, I think when they can do that, Clint Eastwood is the same way. I think sometimes it's like it just makes things simpler for them. I mean, Clint Eastwood is known as a director who just, you know, they say if the camera doesn't fall over, it's a take, you know, and he moves on. And with himself as the star, that's easier. He doesn't have to deal with someone else's star temperament. He's just got himself to talk to.
So how will John Malkovich do?
Well, you know, I'm hopeful about that because first of all, the subject matter, which has to do with the Shining Path guerrillas in Peru, which is not exactly, you know, something that's going to be on a double bill with Jackass anytime soon. You know, it's a very serious subject, which I'm hopeful about. He's a serious director. He's a thoughtful guy. And I think, you know, given what I've heard about the film, I think we'll see that in that film, in The Dancer Upstairs.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.